Okay, not a problem. Anybody else want to say hi? I couldn't remember anybody else from here.
Kate's here.
Oh, that's right. I heard you. And
I just rolled out of bed.
Oh, yeah, well, me too, except I was running around because it was pretty cold last night, and I was trying to think whether I have time and do I need to. And no, I don't need to. There's still fire in the stove, so that's our primary way of heating in the area downstairs where we live most of the time. It maybe need to be soaked, but it's good. We've got a huge bed of good coals. And I did go to bed late last night. Ooh, we're at 37 this morning. We could have dropped probably 2 to 4 degrees below that. I tried covering up my plants so that they, in the garden, among the, oh, and the strawberries that have got fresh, I mean, strawberries just coming on. Maybe they would go. Ran in yesterday and got some of that landscape cloth. And I know you can't cover them with plastic.
No.
I remember
any material. I mean, you can use an old bedspread even.
Well, I thought the newspaper would be a pain because you have to lay so many sheets down, and then with our wind, you'd have to weight all of them with rocks.
Yep.
And you want to take them off during the day, so I got the idea of the landscape cloth. Danny was reading an article on it, and I don't think they said that, but I called and they said, I said, has anybody ever had this? Anybody talk about using this on it before? And no, it's all to keep the weeds out. But they had some that was, 4 feet wide, and that's just a little bit narrower than my bed. And so Denny happened to drive in after it had turned dark, and I was trying to cut it in pieces, and I was running out the door with one piece to see if I could make it stay in the dark. Anyway, he jumped to my rescue and went out and covered, 3 beds of strawberries, and then I don't know how he draped it over the tail. It's about 3 feet high. So we'll see what it looks like this morning, but we could have had a frost. So anyway, it'll be interesting to find out. Wasn't that big of an experiment or that difficult? Okay, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and give you just a few of the highlights from the convention since they, I don't know who they went to. Well, maybe they only went to one person. Maybe they shouldn't be recorded, Steve. I don't know. We're a small group, aren't we?
So Mary Lou wasn't planning on going, or did he? What was the deal with Mary Lou?
Well, I don't. Well, actually, pretty much of it came about. We talked about it on the call.
I missed the first couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. It was. They moved down to Phoenix. And, you know, we're doing the same thing that they're doing, and that's starting from ground zero as far as our personal group, and this is all based on our personal group for the qualifications. Other than the fact that it was adjusted depending on what your rank was, but you still...
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
So you still have to work your personal group more than what some of us have been doing, obviously, and with their move, it's like, I mean, it is totally restarting again. Well, what we were in the thought pattern of, you know, working with a lot of people, or a number of people anyway, and working underneath them, it's totally different when you're working for yourself, because you're not the third party, and you've got to start from ground zero. When I say ground zero, that means if you don't know the people, you've got to build a relationship. And Ruth's rule of thumb was just averages, was somewhere between 6 and 8 times with a person or contacts with them, one or the other, whether it be in person or whether it be on the phone or whether it be email, and email's a little impersonal, so it might be even higher with that, to build a relationship before anything's going to happen. And so we started doing it and started realizing, we got to get some groundwork laid here before they're just going to start popping in. And with the economy, people are tending to hold a little tighter, whether it be a business or something else. They're desperate to do something, but they're not sure what. When it comes to financial expenditure on anything of you know, probably more than the absolute necessities, which are groceries. And we consider the, for us that are, know what we're talking about, these to be the necessities. You know, why spend nine times more on treatment after the fact than what you could spend on prevention? I think that was a quote by Dave Stoltz. So it's a matter of rebuilding, and, you know, it just doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't for new people. They're on a learning curve, but guess what? It doesn't for us. We may not be on a learning curve, but we're on a new learning curve, realizing again that these are the things that need to take place. And as I said before, our business is a real business. And to think that nothing in the world is ever going to affect it that happens, that's not the truth. So, which is one way of proving, you know, what we have, too. It's just that we have
has arrived,
or a lot more control, I feel, over being able to make it happen other than sit and watch somebody, you know, downsizes, upsizes, whatever, you know, upside down, just because of what's going on around us. So anyway, that's why they were not there, and the bottom line, why we were not there, I had miscalculated, totally miscalculated.
Well, it sounded like Vance thought they were going to be there, so this must have been a recent for that.
No, he did not think they were going to be
there.
Oh, I
thought
they would get the, no, he knew the
okay.
information.
Okay, nice.
President's Club.
Okay.
And the President's Club that weren't there didn't get it by any way other than everything was supposed to have been put out to everybody. So when one President's Club person gets it, usually the rest of them will get it also. But everything was delayed a full day because of the flights not coming in.
Mm. And was this a hurricane in Mexico or the one as a result of storms up the East Coast that were delaying other planes?
I don't know which it was, to be honest with you, because I don't think it was as bad right there as they were talking about, but it did delay a lot of traffic, so it could be the storms. Period that were, you know, bringing people in. Some people didn't make it down there at all.
Mm.
One of our sales leaders didn't even make it. He turned around and had to go back because by the time they would have gotten there, it would have been too late.
Okay.
But then as it turned out, everything was delayed, so.
What a bummer.
Yeah, so that does put a kink in things when it's that time of the year and to the places that, you know, can experience hurricanes. Of course, it could have happened someplace else, too.
So is NECAN extending the convention an extra day, or what are they doing about?
They did not extend it. They just delayed it and rearranged things. You know, what was the most important, the gala still took place the last night.
Mm-hmm.
But the website, if you go into go into the front page, the easiest way I got to it was go to the front page and where it says 35th anniversary of, what's the wordage on there? I can't remember. Gene, can you remember the wordage on that middle of the page?
It says 35 years in the making.
Oh, 35 years in the making. I knew it was 35 years something.
And it's in the middle on the bottom right of the
well, kind of in the middle going both ways down the page. It's the second row of of little squares underneath the big picture that keeps rotating on the homepage of mynecan.com. And then when you get there, you've got to click, and then you see the video. That does not show the products, nor does it give much talking. Doug talks a little bit, mostly it's music in the background, unless they've changed it, and not to my knowledge yet. And I don't know how much they're going to change because, you know, it's like a toss-up. Do we want our leaders to know in one sense because we want them to be able to get more people there for the launch, and the level of their excitement will show you something as far as being able to, you know, get people there because of their excitement. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead, guys, and it's pretty, these clicks on YouTube are kind of long to try and read as normal. Oh, let's see, I don't know what you could even put in to get it up because I don't know what the titles of them are. But if you will email me, I'll shoot you back because I'm going to do it just to whoever's on the call so I don't have a really bad report from somebody else. I'm just going to say, well, I did pass it on to a couple people that asked about it. So you asked, right? Did you get a chance to go through it, Jeannie?
I did.
The clicks? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your thought on what you saw?
Oh, pretty exciting.
Okay.
I made him see it, and he's like, I can't understand the video. So, and I said, well, it's a video of a video, so...
So take into consideration, I very much doubt that this was done by the company. Somebody figured out how to do it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I believe they videoed it at the convention. You know,
yeah.
I did that with the magnetic video last year, just with my little phone camera, and videoed the video, and I made a copy of that, and it came out terrible. So it was about the magnetics, and somebody was interested in magnetics, and it was deep, you know.
So you can understand how this one came out the way it did, so don't fault the company, and you know, you may go in and see it, and somebody may get threatened with their life, and it'll disappear, so who knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll give it to you quickly here. Some of the information as far as the golds were concerned. Silvers and golds, the changes. This is the first time you heard Vance talk about this. They've never changed the marketing plan.
Has arrived.
Was believing that they would be. Who else has joined us?
Good morning. This is Anita.
Anita and somebody else. I guess I'm trying to keep tabs on who's here. Anyway, at Silver and Gold, there's a special qualification for you guys that are at those two ranks because, and this is designed for the people that are working to,
Rebecca has left the conference,
to be further benefited, and that is if you're doing a volume of 2,000 for silver and if you're qualifying, in other words, either as a silver or a gold, so 2,000 for silver PGV or 1,500 PGV for a gold, and your $100, you're going to get the regular amount back on your group volume of 20%, and of course you'd be qualifying to get your leadership bonuses also, but this is dealing with just your personal group volume. If you are not doing that, if you're not meeting the qualification of the 1,500 or the 2,000, then you are going to be getting 15% instead of 20% on your own personal group volume. They know that the people that are working, the majority of them that are working seriously are qualifying every month because that's a doable thing. Okay, if you qualify at the 20% for 2 months in a row, you're then going to get 21% on the second month volume. And as long as you keep qualifying for that on the third month you're in a row, you're going to receive 21.5% on the third month, month three. And if you qualify for 4 months in a row, you're going to get 22%. On the fourth month.
Rebecca has arrived.
So that means that if you keep qualifying at your rank, you're going to be getting 22% instead of 20%. If you don't qualify 1 month, you start all over with your requalification. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but 1%, if you calculate it out, let's just say if you were at if you're doing the 2%, if you're getting the extra 2%, it would be over, oh man, well that's an increase of 10% in your income over 3,000, if you were doing 3,000 a month, say, for example. And receiving just the 20%. So it does add up. It would be $3,300, I guess they're basing that on a year. If they earn 22% of 15,000, PGV, then their check would be $3,300. They're basing it on a higher amount. I'm sorry, I thought it was just equals a $3,000 check if you had $15,000 volume. So anyway, it does add up so significantly over a period of time. And what they're trying to do is repay the people that are getting the, you know, that are working harder to build a business. And that's, you know, in my mind, that is the way it should be, not just, setting. Okay, on the products, new sports bracelets and necklaces, it's got the magnetic technology, negative ion technology, far infrared technology, attractable. Their surface conforms to any shape. They are more secure with a better clasp, stainless steel. And there's two colors and three lengths for the neck. How about the neck or wrist? And you can combine them, intertwine them, hook them together in any kind of a combination. They're black and yellow. I think they look really, I know they'll go over with the younger group. You know, us retired might be, this is a little bit, but they're really fun. And I think they look great. And then they've got dresser or classic jewelry. And you'll see these on YouTube. They give you the enough that you can get a glimpse of what they are. Adjustable in length, woman's necklace and bracelet and earrings, and men's bracelet is what's in there. The awesome thing, I think, I mean, we know what jewelry is, okay, even though it's better than what we had before. As far as technologies, everything's being stepped up. But is a light they came out with, the Kinko White. After 2.5 years of research, Dave Balzer called this the technology as the greatest product introduction since far infrared. It's a desk lamp that produces natural full-spectrum light, just like that of the sun. It produces no UV light, so it can't burn you. Gives off no heat. The bulb will last for 3,500 to hours. I'm sorry, 35,000 hours. And it's 400 lumens. Not pronounced right, I'm sure. Plus, flicker-free USB port for plug-in of other devices. Power consumption is 12 watts maximum adjustable intensity ring or dial. So you can bring it up. It's like a switch that, adjust the light in the room.
Like a dimmer.
Dimmer, thank you. Big word, my goodness. Jeez. And I guess you can check out Jacob Lieberman on YouTube, OD, PhD, he has amazing talk on full spectrum light. I didn't do that yet. Did you do that, Jeannie?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'd like to do that, though. I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, that's in the middle there. The eyes are responsible for 90% of the information we take in during our lifetime. Of the 3 billion sensory inputs received by the body each second, 2 billion are received by way of the eyes. 98% of the sun's light enters the body through the eyes. I had no idea. The other 2% by way of skin. Every 2 hours, approximately 99% of the body's new blood volume is exposed to light as it circulates through the blood vessels on the back of the eye, continually altering blood chemistry. That puts it up there pretty high, guys, I would say. A big factor in our health. Just as poor diet can lead to malnutrition, ingesting poor quality light can result in malillumination with similar effects. So, hey, you know, what does that sound like? Sounds like we got a big education to do with people. I'm sure we've got some energy tests to do. I can't imagine they wouldn't work on this.
Oh, yeah.
For my first thought, so I'm very anxious to get my hands on the first one coming. Under natural daylight or full spectrum light, that duplicates natural light, visual acuity, accuracy, and productivity increase. Students and office workers experience far less fatigue and chance of error. Absenteeism due to illness decreases, and people have more energy. When one company redesigned their facility with full spectrum light, they saved $235,000 annually from reduced computer errors by employees. That hits the pocketbook.
Yeah.
There was much more information, but this gives you just a little bit of it. So, I mean, I didn't get much more information. At the convention, there was much more information. So, anyway, we'll put it so that you can go in on, I'll send this to you. So, you've got the YouTube. I'm just looking at this. I guess the YouTube thing came in a different one. Where in the heck did the YouTube come from?
Mary Lou.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to see. It was in a different. Was it in that message?
Yeah, there were two of them. One was the jewelry and one was the light.
Okay, I'm just looking to see where it fell on the page here, and I don't see that it included it. It should be under, isn't it underlined? I don't see one that says YouTube. I'll have to go back. This may not be the one that had the YouTube. Maybe it dumped this thing out when I printed it or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, I'm sure I've got it because I clicked on it and watched it. So anyway, I will send it down if you send me your email. I've got something to fire it back to because that's about the best I can do. So you can go ahead and watch it.
Thank you. And
so it's going to be fun for the launch, and we just need to go to work. That's all I can.
So those are the two products, the jewelry and light?
The jewelry and light and the importance of the qualification for silver and gold for the marketing plan. Now, there's a whole lot more information and on what they're doing with the Internet and the science behind these things that they've done, for sure. And then, of course, take into consideration that we just got the new... How many of you have gotten the new bottles of Siaga?
I did. It's arrived.
Tell me a little bit about the taste.
I'm almost finished with my old Siaga. I have maybe it's 4 days left, and then I will open it. I haven't opened it yet, because you're only supposed to keep it for 2 weeks. So I haven't opened it yet, but I know it's a smaller bottle. Have you opened yours?
Smaller in what way?
It's a shorter bottle.
Oh, yeah, because it's not glass. It's the same amount of ounces.
Oh, I know, it's 1 ounce.
Oh, okay, I thought that's what you said.
No, it's a smaller box that came in, so I know it has to be smaller. So
I'm sorry.
You tried yours?
No, I took it with us Saturday night, and then, of all things, I was going to take it into the restaurant where we were going to go have dinner after church, and I forgot to take it in, totally forgot, because we were meeting with another leader couple and a goal couple, and I was going to say, hey, we're going to toast, whether they like it or not, and I went with my little cups, and I told them, and Denny didn't even think of it. So I wanted to wait to share it because I've got two open bottles because we were traveling.
Mm.
And so but I'm not going to wait. I decided last night I made our favorite salad again, guys, and you can do this from memory. You can write down just the ingredients if you've never done it because it really is worth doing. Romaine lettuce. I do not tear it. I just chop it because I was in a really big hurry when I got home last night. Chop it, and then I throw it on a plate, and then on top of that I throw a half of pear diced, cordon diced, of course, and on top of that, and then a little bit of red onion, and I then use, red onion, I use a few cranberries, dried cranberries, and toasted pecans, and then I make it, the Siaga dressing, which is the Siaga. I always put a little bit of water in it. It's plenty rich for me. And then I put in a dash, maybe, depending on how much you're making, to a couple of ounces, I put in maybe a tablespoon of balsamic. I've cut that back just because of not thinking it's the best thing for our bodies, using it sparingly. And a dash of salt and pepper if you want. And another dash, maybe up to a tablespoon in a couple of ounces of Siaga. I would use a tablespoon of olive oil. Shake it up and drip that over the top. I take a spoon and just drip it off. And with that combination, I like to toast the pecans just before I'm putting it on top so they're actually warm. And it is really good. With that, I served what I know Dottie has given before, and make sure she gets credit for this because she oohed and aahed, and oh my gosh, she didn't ooh and aah enough to get me to do it faster. It was the Dutch potato soup. Has anybody made that yet?
No.
With Nancy, it's in the Parkview address.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Shaw. This is Dottie. I just got on call. Okay. I heard. Did you make the potato soup?
I did. I was just asking if anybody else had made it. Anybody else?
Oh, and let me tell you, I did a presentation last night, and before that, I made the potato soup and salad, so we had soup and salad, and oh, my God, I doubled the recipe, figuring I will have some to give to my daughter and also bring some home, and each one of them had three bowls. They could not believe that there was no cream that,
You would think you were eating melted Häagen-Dazs vanilla or something. I mean, good grief. I had to go back and reread the recipe. I said, I think there's been a typo. This is way, this does not taste like something.
But you know what I did, though, because I've been improvising a little bit more every time I make it. I instead of using 3/4 of a cup of cashews, I've been putting in a whole cup.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, a whole cup. And I've been adding more, like, more potatoes.
You're increasing everything, then.
I'm increasing everything, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that really is
everything. And, oh, my God. Oh, it's too good to be true. That's so good. And it was so filling. I mean, I had one bowl when I was full, but they kept on going back for more. They just said, oh, my goodness, this is so good.
Well, I know how good those recipes are in there, and yet I have gone to other cookbooks to work up more recipes just for the fun of trying things. Yeah. And I should just stick with this one and go through every stinking one of these recipes in here, guys, because, Nancy, I know you've probably got a bunch of them yet you haven't tried, right?
Yeah.
A
really big bunch.
The other thing that I've done with that potato soup is that I've added corn to it. Frozen corn I've thrown in there. And then another time I had some spinach, and when I did the cashews, I threw the spinach in there. And whipped that up and put that in. And it was, you know, it had green soup, but it was phenomenal. That was a nice flavor.
You put in spinach with your last one?
Yeah, not the last one I did, but I have done that. But I think it was like the second time that I made it. I had some spinach, fresh spinach in my refrigerator, and I wanted to use it up. So when I blended the cashews in the water, I threw in the fresh spinach. And so it was, you know, the cream was green. So when I poured it into the mixture of the water and the potatoes, I mean, oh, my goodness, what a nice flavor that was.
I forgot to put the parsley in. I think I would try just chopping the fresh spinach and throwing it in at the last minute, or even sprinkling it on top so they can stir it in. which gave it a nice contrast, would be another way you could do it. Have you used the, my question to you is, have you used the tofu in it?
I have not, because I don't know where the heck to find cottage cheese tofu.
You know, I think, well, I don't know, is there a recipe in there for cottage cheese tofu?
I didn't see it. I don't remember seeing it in the
cookbook. Okay, what I would do is, I think what I would do, and this would give it a little bit more texture, I would take frozen tofu, drain it really well, and then just crumble it up. And I'm going to do that with a package because I'll make the rest into feta cheese. I'm going to do that with the package I've got in the freezer and throw some in what I've got left. I wouldn't let Denny have seconds last night because I made a huge salad. After I tasted it, I said, this is really rich. So I'm going to run through the ingredients again because I've got them sitting right here. But
open tofu would you
use well, no, I wouldn't use silk. And I don't know what, they've got, probably got a recipe for cottage cheese tofu, or they're just referring to that because they're not getting a recipe right along with this. They might be just referring to broken up tofu.
What kind of tofu would you use?
I would use, well, I'm going to use frozen, like firm tofu. The reason I'm saying frozen ones is because, have you worked with the frozen yet, Nancy?
Do you buy it frozen?
No, you throw it in the freezer.
So you apply it in tofu? Is that the same one that we used in the brownies?
No, that's silken tofu, and no, it's not frozen. I don't use frozen tofu in that.
No, it's not frozen.
Come on, let's go in the house.
You want it to mix?
No,
Okay, Dottie, you got your phone on.
I'm sorry.
I thought I shut this.
Yeah,
that's
good.
I'm sorry. Okay. So anyway, the reason you do the frozen tofu or you freeze it, first it's out of necessity because you're getting close to the pull date. You don't want to waste it.
Okay.
And two is the Asians work with a lot of frozen tofu because it will give it the chewy texture. Mm. If you're using silken tofu, you usually want it in desserts or something where it's going to be really smooth.
Okay.
And it's not going to be really smooth. If it breaks down at all in the blender, it's definitely going to, you know, be, to me it would be a different texture. So it defeats the purpose of having it silken.
Yes, I send that recipe down for those of us who don't get it.
Okay, well, okay, I've got, I don't know.
You know what, I'll type it up and send it down.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Dutch potato soup, and I did it just the way it called for, except I did not add the tofu. And you take 2 cloves of minced garlic, 1 cup of chopped onion, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, I didn't put that much in, and 2 teaspoons of salt, and you put that in a skillet.
Wait.
Cloves of garlic, minced.
Rebecca has left the conference.
1 cup of chopped onion.
Okay.
3 tablespoons of olive oil. 2 teaspoons of salt.
Sounds like a lot of salt.
I know, it does, but I did not taste the salt in it, I can tell you that. At least I didn't, but I'm not real sensitive to it. It makes enough to serve 7 people. In a small skillet, saute those ingredients together until the onions are clear. The salt is in there to draw out the juice from the onions. That's why they've got the amount in there. And then in another saucepan, you bring 4 cups of potatoes and 3 cups of water to a boil. 4 cups of potatoes, 3 cups of water to a boil.
The potatoes are cut up.
Yes, thinly sliced, it says after the potatoes. I always use my potatoes with the peels on. I just back them.
It's arrived.
Cut out any bad spots.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, what I should have done after slicing them on the mandolin slicer, mine were fairly small red potatoes, so they cooked up a little bit faster. It says about 20 minutes, simmer for about 20 minutes on that. I did it for like 15 and they were completely done. But what I should have done when I sliced them on the mandolin was after I got a stack of them, I should have cut down through them. And so I would not have had strings of peel that separate from the potatoes once they've really started to break down, because that's what you want them to be, is very soft. Okay, so anyway, you simmer that. While that is happening, you take you take 3/4 of a cup of cashews, rinse them well, throw them in your blender, and this is where the Vitamix comes in, a really, really good. And 1 cup of water, another cup of water. You've used 3 already, so this would be the 4th cup of water. And I put in hot water. Run it for 1 to 2 minutes until creamy, and you won't get it done in that length of time if you're using a regular blender, so it's going to have to be longer. The bad thing about that, you could strain it through a fine sieve or a fine strainer, because you really want the... I'd want the chunks of nuts that would be left after you've run it through a regular blender. Seeing as how I just did that at the beach and now appreciate my Vitamix even more. Okay, after it's made into cream, and it will make a thick cream with those proportions, because I'm used to using to make cashew cream 2 cups of liquid and 1/2 cup of cashews. So you can imagine the difference between 3/4 of a cup to 1 cup of water.
Really concentrated.
Really concentrated. It's like heavy, heavy cream. Add that to the potatoes. Boil for a few minutes, which is a simmer. You don't want a hard boil. And stirring it so it really
has left the conference.
The heated food then is added to the onions, and it says add your tofu cottage cheese if using. They might have packaged tofu cottage cheese. I've not seen it. And then garnish with fresh parsley. I did not do the last two. I did not use the tofu, and I did not use the other, but it is really rich. I said after eating a small bowl with a tossed salad and 1 ear of fresh corn out of the garden, that I was way more than satisfied because of the richness of the soup. But, my gosh, I mean, I can't imagine anybody, you know, if they would eat potatoes and onions, just absolutely going crazy over that soup. I mean, that's...
Why is that? You used hot, warm water in the blender?
Yeah, in the blender with, actually, mine had been in the tea kettle. I'd had it boiling a couple to 3 minutes before.
How come you used warm instead of out of the tap?
I just knew they'd break down faster.
Oh, okay.
Because they absorb the moisture really quick, and I figured it would, you know, shorten that. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't call for that. It just and I actually threw boiling water in on top of the potatoes. Well, this is an advertisement for an induction if you get up to needing a big Christmas present from your husband, or you're redoing your kitchen and you've got enough funds that you can, you know, get something a little bit out of the ordinary stove-wise. But I took our big cookware kettle from Nikan, and I had the potatoes had been sitting outside, so they were really cold, and, you know, sliced them, washed them, scrubbed them, sliced them, and then I took boiling water and threw in the big kettle with the potatoes. It was less than a minute, and they were boiling. Well, normally, you know how much that would cool the water off, even if it was boiling, because 3 cups of water and 4 cups of thinly sliced cold potatoes is going to bring it down real fast. Like I said, you can't turn around and walk away from that and get other ingredients. You need to have them all set in there when you start. It's after induction stove is what I'm talking about. But my husband so graciously decided I deserved, after 18 years of one that didn't work at all, even close to what a regular range works, so I paid the price, I guess. But anyway, that recipe is good. I don't know if we've got time. I was going to give this on Friday. Oops, we're past time. I guess I'm not going to give it either. I've got another modification. Oh, I'll give you one real quick one. If you've made a hot... Pardon?
Can you tell me one thing at the very end? I think I got everything. When you said you had the 3/4 cup of the cashews, or right, somewhere, and then put them in with the 1 cup of hot water, then after you blended that in your Vitamix, did you say you came back and add more water? I didn't hear that.
No, that was what they, on the recipe, it just will state 4 cups of water, and then it's split up. There was 3 cups in with the potatoes, and then 1 cup of in with the cashews. All I did was take a little bit of water and rinse out the blender with, and poured it in the soup.
Okay.
Because I always do that anyway.
I interrupted you, but I wanted to be sure I
got
the water back to it.
No.
Sounds great.
Onita? Well, it's very great. It's very good. It's very great. I'm not going here. But, and if any of you have done the veggies, Benedict, I won't take time to give the whole recipe. It's on the McDougal website, I think, is where it came from originally. Jeannie's the one that made that one famous. She kept saying how great it was every time she ate it, and now it's gotten to be one of our regulars. We could easily have that once a week. I told Denny we were going to have it another 2 or 3 days. Just English muffin with sliced tomato and avocado to put on it. I do, my layering is the toasted muffin with a little bit of the hollandaise sauce that I'll give you the recipe later for. You can just pull it up on McDougal's. And then the little bit of the hollandaise sauce on top of the toasted English muffin. Then I slice up or mush in, depending on how ripe my avocado is, a layer of that on top of it. Big slices or little whatever size tomatoes you've got, as thick or thin as you want, and then more hollandaise sauce, and you can touch it with paprika or a little bit of pepper, and it is to die for. Just another really appearing gourmet. Nobody misses the egg in the eggs, veggie Benedict that you would normally have. What I had to do, the tip I wanted to give you, what I had to do at the beach, I had no garlic powder and no onion powder, which the recipe calls for. So I simply converted it to fresh onion and fresh garlic. And my proportions for the substitution on the recipe is 1/2 tablespoon of fresh onion minced and 1 teaspoon of garlic minced. Now that went in the blender after I had measured out the cashew cream, which would be 1/4 cup of cashews to 1 cup of water. Now, what I have done now, and I will give you the response back on this the next time we eat them, is I took part of that sauce and put it in a jar and put it in the freezer. And so I will see how well it freezes over when, how well it reheats. I know it'll separate some because it does even just set in the refrigerator, but I can have it in the refrigerator for at least 3 weeks. So I will always make a double batch of that from now on because there's no reason to make a single batch. One, it keeps really well, and two, if it freezes, that's even better. So I'll let you know on that one.
For sure, that's the whole recipe, either 1/2 tablespoon of fresh minced onion.
No, that's not the whole recipe, Nancy. There's several seasonings that go into I just wanted to give you the layering of how I layer it. If you don't,
well, tomorrow I'll have to.
Yeah. Okay. That would be better because we're way over time.
So
anyway, guys, make it an absolutely wonderful day. And that's it. Doesn't matter, honey. He's going after his smoothie. Which one? And make it a wonderful day. And we'll talk to you tomorrow with Nancy and the updates.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye bye.